I'm Ted Robbins in the driest big city in America, Las Vegas, Nevada. In a normal year, they only get about 4 inches of rain here, although you wouldn't know it from all the fountains and lakes along the strip. This is the picture of Las Vegas visitors see, but it's not the problem. The entire Las Vegas Strip uses only 6% of the city's water. And since it generates 75% of the area's economy, the dancing fountains aren't going away, even in a drought. The biggest water waster in Las Vegas is residential grass, lawns, put in long ago by housing developers.
We had no choice when we bought the house. It came with grass in the front, as did every house in this neighborhood.
Matt Baruti is a transplanted Londoner who runs a landscaping business in Las Vegas. Like many transplanted Las Vegans, he had to adjust to his new desert environment. He now replaces lawns with rock and drought-tolerant plants. The Southern Nevada Water Authority actually pays homeowners $1.50 a square foot to convert their lawns.
I try to persuade people to, you know, go zero escape to save the water, because I see the lake all the time and I see it going down.
The lake is Lake Mead on the Colorado River. It's where Las Vegas gets 90% of its water, and it's at a historic low level. In order to save water in the city, the Water Authority has a number of rules, from once-a-week watering to fines for wasting water to restrictions on new construction. But critic Rob Maraca of the Center for Biological Diversity says it's not enough. He'd like to see water rates raised to discourage overuse.
We have some of the cheapest water anywhere in the United States, and yet we're in the driest desert in the country.
They also have an advanced water distribution system. All indoor water in Las Vegas, from showers to washing machines, is recycled.
If it hits a drain, it's treated, discharged back into Lake Mead, and we can then take out the exact same quantity of water to use again.
The Water Authority's new general manager, John Ensminger, says Las Vegas has reduced its water consumption by one-third, even as the population has grown over the last 15 years. But given the historic drought, possibly a new normal, he says it may not be enough.
We need to be prepared to get by with less moving into the future.
Or import more water. In the coming decades, Las Vegas could pursue a controversial pipeline to bring water nearly 300 miles from rural eastern Nevada. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Las Vegas.